This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour here of this live Black Friday edition of the show. In the studio, it's Ian.
It's Tom Likas, and you've got to dump that bitch.
God. And Chris.
Tom Likas, blow me up, Tom.
I'm just kidding. It's Captain Kickass.
He wears sunglasses inside, by the way. Tom Likas. Every time I see him at the talk show conventions, he's always got sunglasses on. He's probably high as hell or drunk.
You actually did a better impression of him than I did.
Yeah.
Thanks for upstaging me. Appreciate that.
855, 450, free like freedom. We're talking about these protests outside and inside retailers across the planet. These groups for environmental change are out there doing various different things. Apparently a movement called the Sunrise Movement that has helped promote the Green New Deal, which we talked about a few months ago on Free Talk Live.
So if pro is the opposite of con, is a protest the opposite of a contest?
That's a good question. They swarmed a large Water Tower Place shopping mall in Chicago. In D.C., Jane Fonda led a protest as part of a series called Fire Drill Fridays. In a post retweeted by Fonda, the group claimed that, quote, 38 people were arrested demanding food justice. Now, what exactly is food justice?
My apple, its rights have been infringed upon. It needs justice.
I mean, I presume that has to do with, like, people are hungry somewhere, but I don't think that's in the United States.
Food justice.
People are pretty well fed around here.
I think if you go into most prisons, you're probably going to find that there's people who are not getting sufficient.
I doubt that's what they're talking about.
The quality of the food in, at least when I went to public school, I mean, that food needed some justice.
Yeah,
right?
I would definitely agree with you there. I remember being hungry in elementary school because lunch was not fulfilling
enough.
That
stuff could barely pass as food.
I would agree with you. I think definitely children in prisons.
So it goes on with, you know, some of the things these people are doing, but I did bring up the website for this Extinction Rebellion at rebellion.earth. That's their URL.
I'm against extinction.
Yes, but can you rebel against extinction? That's what they're trying to do by creating government, new government programs.
Sure, but you're not going to get anywhere.
This one is called the Citizens Assembly, which they say will empower people by forcing them into service. They say that members will be randomly selected from across the country to join this Citizens Assembly on Climate and Ecological Justice. They'll be designed to ensure the assembly reflects the whole country in terms of characteristics such as gender, age, ethnicity, education level, and geography.
Okay, so let's stop right here, because I the one thing I want to point out is that, like, half or more of the United States doesn't even believe in climate change. So, like, I don't necessarily think you're going to achieve what you want.
They don't want those people.
What you need is a biased group of people who are, you know, do believe in climate change in order to have an impact, if that's what your objective is.
I would like to add that, you know, the age-old quip that at least us in the studio are familiar with. If your idea requires force, it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
I would agree with that. What's funny is I'm, like, not even necessarily saying that I don't think that the climate is changing. I would agree with it, generally speaking. And I do think that the humans have had an impact on the climate.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it seems like unlikely that we haven't, you know, whether or not...
I like the Christian anarchist view that we're basically ants and we have no real effect on things.
Well, that's what George Carlin said, right? You know, the ego of humans to think that, you know, we're going to have some sort of impact and kill... No, the Earth, when it's done with us, it's going to shake us off like a bad case of fleas.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unreal to think that we're having no impact, but, you know, whether or not... You know, we should do something about it, or, you know, I think that's all up for debate, right? Like,
well, if somebody wants to do something voluntarily, like, you know, get an electric car or something like that, by all means. Of course, then again, they pointed out that the batteries in the electric cars are incredibly, ecologically bad to create or whatever.
But do something other than involve the use of violence and force to get your idea across. Invent a new thing.
Right. And I think you're right. But, like, at the same time, it's like, it's not even like, here's the problem I have with taking these people seriously. It's not even so much that, you know, proposing to do something with force, right? Like, I could understand if they were proposing to do something forcefully that actually made sense to, like, you know, positively impact the environment. But they're not. They're proposing things that just are ridiculous, that will have absolutely no effect on the environment, and totally ignoring the things that, like, if they actually tried to use force to, like, I don't know, like, you know, solve those other issues, you know, that are actually, like, the things that are really impacting the environment negatively, like the big ones that they could actually...
Like the government.
Yeah, right? Like, and I'm not even thinking in the government specifically, but, like, there's certain industries or certain, I'm not even sure exactly, you know, what I'm...
There's companies that rent government lands and then, like, strip mine it and clear cut it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm still worried about, like, nuclear waste, right? Like, that's a concern.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they bury it, and then what? It just sits there, and it goes on for multiple generations, and, like, some barrel's going to rust out or whatever.
I'm not even so much,
leak out.
I'm not even so much concerned about that, right? Like, I mean, I think they probably can safely store that, you know, in certain parts of, you know, the geography is safe to store it for long enough where it's not going to be so much an issue. It's just that, like, it's probably more, I don't know. It's like, it's just certain things that are not, I don't know.
Okay. Assembly members will hear balanced information from experts and those most affected by the emergency. Members will speak openly and honestly in small groups with the aid of professional facilitators. Together, they'll work through their differences and draft and vote on recommendations. The Citizens Assembly will be run by non-governmental organizations under independent oversight. This is the fairest and most powerful way to cut through party politics. It will empower citizens to actually work together to take responsibility for our climate and ecological emergency.
And how are they going to pay for that?
That's a good question. They say here, it isn't pie in the sky, it's proven practice. Citizens' assemblies around the world have shown that ordinary people can understand complex information, weigh the options, and make informed choices. And then they give some examples of what they claim is true. They say they're used to address important issues that electoral politics can't fix on its own. In recent years, Ireland's Citizen Assembly broke the deadlock on two controversial issues, same-sex marriage and abortion. The recommendations of the Citizens Assembly informed public debate and provided politicians cover to make the necessary changes. A subsequent Citizens Assembly on climate change produced a series of recommendations that were incorporated into the Irish government's action plan. See, if we just force everybody to come together and have a conversation, we can figure out how to force everybody to do things. This is their big plan.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's go to Tommy. He's in Georgia listening online. Go ahead, Tommy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, I got selected for jury duty.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and I really don't know how to feel about it. I mean,
you want to get out of it?
I don't want it. Well, part of me does, but at the same time, it's like, can, you know, is it something that I don't, well, here's the biggest thing, is if I do get selected for some reason and I can't get out of it, I don't want to be put in a situation where I have to violate my principles to appease the system.
So don't. Just vote innocent. Vote not guilty.
Well, now, hold on. You probably only want to vote not guilty if the person is actually someone who hasn't harmed another person. Like, if he's on a murder
I would vote
trial.
Not guilty either way, only because the system itself is so corrupt that it doesn't... we can't believe what's being presented before us. So.
Okay, but what if the dude on trial is like, yeah, I murdered and raped that child?
I don't care. Well, then there wouldn't be a trial. I mean, he would plead guilty, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. But I think for the caller, there's two things you can do. One, if you want to get out of it, you go in or you call them up and you're like, I can spot a guilty person a mile away. Like, okay, sir, yeah. You've been deselected. The other option, of course, is to keep nullification in mind if you're familiar with jury nullification. Keep that in mind as you go through
it. And that's what I meant by, you know, vote not guilty.
Nullification is your right to judge the law itself, where you can vote based on your feelings. They will tell you in the court that you have to vote based on the facts, and that's not true. You can say, well, it doesn't matter. You caught this guy with 5 pounds of marijuana. He's facing, you know, years in prison. If you think the war on drugs should be ended, even though they caught him red-handed and he violated the law, you can still say not guilty, even though all the facts show that he was guilty, because you have a conscience. Tommy, that's our best recommendations. Thanks for the call tonight. Let us know how it goes if you want. So appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now, This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com, great website with lots of information and features, including their newest, one of their newest features, local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. You can use dozens of payment methods, and it's a global trading platform that respects your privacy, meaning there's no ID requirement to sign up for and to use the website. And that's something that's valuable to a lot of people. If you care about privacy and you want to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, you should get on over to local.bitcoin.com. There's no ID requirements to sign up, and the communications between buyers and sellers there are encrypted. It's local.bitcoin.com. And by the way, I'm there. I've got some sale offers up there on pretty much a daily basis. So if you're looking to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, check it out. Local.bitcoin.com. Let's change gears here and get into the latest attack on Uber and Lyft. We've been kind of covering these ride-sharing services for years here on Free Talk Live because, you know, we like innovation on Free Talk Live. We like the marketplace in action and watching and seeing what happens when somebody comes in and shakes up or disrupts an existing business model. And, you know, while I have critiques of Uber as a business and the way they run their business, I still appreciate what they did.
Oh, yeah. Those businesses have single-handedly done more to prevent drunk driving accidents than any government has ever could ever.
Yeah, that I think is true. It's correlative, so you can't really 100% for sure say it was them. But
as a guy who, you know, has drank plenty in his life, you know, I can tell you that me personally and many of my friends, at least, have used the Uber and Lyft type services. You know, when
in
going out and partying,
in times where otherwise you might have driven home. You mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we got to a point where we'd plan it, right? Everybody meet at Bob's house and, you know, we'll do a little pre-funk, have a couple of cocktails,
right.
And then everybody will get a big Uber and everybody Uber down to the show and, you know, we'll go see a concert or whatever.
And the price of the Uber is a fraction of what you'd have to pay in fines and fees for getting busted DUI.
Oh, and also a fraction of the cost of, like, a taxi or to rent a town car for the evening.
And it gets there faster and so on and so forth.
I was just thinking about, like, getting in an accident.
That too.
Like, that's what comes to my mind. Not even the arrest or any of those other factors that might come into play. But I think a sane person, that's what they should be thinking of is, you know,
well, and
I don't want to get an accident.
And you can look at the numbers too. When Uber comes into a new market and you look at the numbers pre-Uber of DUIs, and then you look at the numbers post-Uber, it's down.
Yep.
And now, so again, it's correlative, not necessarily causation, but it's interesting correlation.
I think it's like logically it follows
it
regardless of whether or not it's correlation or not. It's like this is like obvious. This is kind of like
right.
So obvious since, like
it is
what's
very,
going on.
It is very obvious. And since you know the government has done so much and given Uber and Lyft so much assistance in becoming the, you know, businesses that they are, the government has decided that it's now going to take some money from these businesses on a ride-by-ride.
You were being facetious. The government hasn't assisted Uber except for attacking it.
You detected my sarcasm very, very quickly.
Just making sure.
Yeah, they've done nothing. They're not a partner of these businesses
in
any
way.
No,
they hate them.
They hate them. They actively
have been
hate
in
them.
The pocket. The government have been in the pockets of the taxi cab companies in most major metros for decades.
It's profit that motivates regulations in many cases, and this is a great example of
meaning
it.
When they see a profitable company, they come in and try to take a piece of the action.
Right.
While
providing no additional
value. I'm talking about the what is government? I mean, the government is
basically a criminal enterprise.
A criminal enterprise, but who is behind it, right? In this case, it's the taxi monopolies that have been created in the taxi industry, which profits off of that system. They've got these regulations passed for a reason in order to keep out their competitors. And so now there's this company that's coming in, or multiple companies coming in, that are tech companies that are, you know, basically saying, well, we don't care about your regulations.
Right.
And, you know, and so, you know, these politicians are, you know, they're benefiting from these
right, they built a better system, a better way to do it instead of operating within
without asking permission. That was what they did.
It's my favorite part.
Uber just did it. and the governments got caught off guard. They didn't know what had happened until it was already done, and there was Uber cars everywhere. Yep. And then they started coming up with these legislative solutions and taxes and regulations. And you know, that's when Uber started fighting big time with a bunch of attorneys, which, of course, is probably one of the reasons why they're not a profitable company.
Right, yeah.
So you know, yeah. They got their own problems as far as how they run their business. But what's the news?
Well, this from Seattle, Washington, of all places.
Your former home.
My former home. I played in heavy metal bands there for 22 years or so before coming to New Hampshire. And so, I mean, this one, you know, hits my former home and a little in the pocketbook anyway. The Seattle City Council okays a new 57-cent tax on Uber and Lyft rides. The Seattle City Council is moving ahead with a new tax on Uber and Lyft rides pitched by Mayor Jenny Durkin as a way to fund affordable housing. I'm sorry, as a way to fund affordable housing, the delayed downtown streetcar, and new support for the drivers who work on ride-hailing apps.
Oh, boy, it's just going to do everything.
This gets really interesting. By the way,
before you go on, the affordable housing is expensive in Seattle because of the government getting in the way and preventing new houses from being built by people in the market.
Create the problem, then masquerade as the solution.
Yeah.
That's the MO.
Typical.
Durkin and the council have also promised to ensure Uber and Lyft drivers make Seattle's $16 minimum wage starting next summer.
God.
But the city first plans to study driver pay.
You realize that these people need the $16 minimum wage because of your regulations. They can't afford the housing because you regulated the housing market, which increased the cost of the housing, which is what...
Okay. This is pretty crazy. I mean, it sounds like they want to drive Uber and Lyft out of Seattle.
Of course they do.
And so, like, we'll get into it, but there's a little bit later in the article where it talks about the original proposal was, like, a much higher fee.
Oh, they're being reasonable.
They've lowered it to 57 cents. And so, but this is how it always happens. They get their foot in the door. Once they get their foot in the door,
and then they jack it up.
Then they're going to jack it up.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Uber came out at some point and supported some sort of regulation because it'll keep out other competitors. Yeah. I mean,
that's one of the reasons why Uber is not great because they came to New Hampshire, and they proposed the text of the what they call the TNC regulations, which stands for Transport Networking Company, I believe is what that stands for. Mm-hmm. That's the legalese term for ride sharing. And so who wrote it? Uber did.
Yeah.
And it's because they wanted to keep out competition. What you said.
It doesn't surprise me at all. People have
hypocrisy.
This impression, right? Like they have this impression that like these laws, you know, that there's actually some sort of issue with home sharing or you know, Uber or Lyft.
Oh, we'll get into home sharing coming up. I got a story about that.
But most of that it's just FUD.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Right. Yep. From the opposing side, whoever's profiting currently, whether it's the hotel industry or, you know, the taxi cabs or whoever it is, they're the ones funding, you know, that fear, FUD.
We got more on this coming up here. Captain, you're going to share more from the story. And this is ridiculous, saying they want to force a minimum wage on Uber drivers, which would be the first time, by the way, in the United States that such a thing would have even been tried. There have been some lawsuits that have been trying, like in California, to reclassify the drivers from contractors to employees, but it hasn't been successful as of yet. So if they actually do try to force a minimum wage, I suspect Uber and Lyft are going to skip town.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after more than 40 protesters were killed by security forces, Iraq's prime minister announced that he would submit his resignation to parliament, a step that carries uncertainty for the entire government and stirred fears of a bigger political crisis. The move by Adel Abu Mahdi came 13 months after he took office and followed calls by Iraq's top Shiite cleric for lawmakers to withdraw support. At least 4 protesters were killed in the hours after the announcement in continuing violence in Baghdad and southern Iraq. Word of the planned resignation triggered celebrations by anti-government protesters who have been camped out for nearly 2 months in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. Young men and women broke into song and dance under the sparkle of fireworks crackling from every corner of the plaza, the epicenter of the leaderless protest movement, which seeks an end to sectarian government and election and anti-corruption reforms. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. If you want to jump in with us, you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More on the ridiculous plans to tax ride-sharing companies and punish the passengers, of course, there in Seattle in a moment. But first, are you sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care? Obamacare, which was supposed to be affordable health care with a choice. You didn't actually believe that, did you? It's turned into high-priced insurance with little choice. The team at BetterPlans.net believes there's a way to do a health insurance better, and they figured out how. Call them at 800-714-1802 to get a fast and free quote. The truth is, you can get affordable health care plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month, but the first step is to become aware of how the wool's been pulled over your eyes. You can download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at BetterPlans.net. You can see their sample pricing for plans that are every bit as good as the major providers for as little as $145 per month for a single and even greater savings for families and businesses. Gain access to their educational videos and a free quote, plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at BetterPlans.net. Obamacare's enrollment deadline is December 15th, so don't delay on this. Visit BetterPlans.net or call them at 800-714-1802. So, Captain Kickass, you've got the story from the Seattle Times here saying that not only are they going to tax every single ride 57 cents, mm-hmm. in, and when does this start, by the way? Is this?
I want to say 2020, but
probably,
don't quote me on that. I think.
A lot of things start in the beginning of 2020. So probably pretty soon. And they claim it's going to help pay for affordable housing, a downtown streetcar, so they want to compete with Uber and Lyft with money from Uber and Lyft, and support for drivers who work on the ride-hailing apps, claiming they want to cram a $16 minimum wage down and give that to the drivers starting next summer.
Right. The new tax is a city effort to capitalize on the wild growth of the ride-hailing industry. However, it stops short of a more widespread tolling scheme some say is necessary to truly address congestion.
Ah, it doesn't go far enough.
Choking downtown streets, right. And furthermore, they're going to kind of sort of blame Uber and Lyft for congestion here in a minute. Durkin's administration has explored the concept of congestion pricing, in which all drivers downtown would pay a toll.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because, you know, they didn't already pay for the roads.
They proposed this in London. I don't remember if they put it in, where the idea was that if you go into the downtown area during certain hours, so like the daytime, for instance.
I'm pretty sure they did do that, and they did it not just in London, but in other cities as well in Europe.
Now, in theory, if that were something that came about of the marketplace, that could come about, right? Like if road owners wanted to reduce, you know, the number of people on their roads, they could price based on the time of the day, right? Like you get a better deal if you go late at night.
Maybe, but like you would think that the businesses in the area would
be upset.
You know,
they'd
be upset with that because they want more traffic. I mean, think about when a business owner is looking at like where to set up, they're going to look at where's the traffic rate is, who has the most traffic, and that's what they're going to set up.
How
it contradicts like what you would expect from the market, you know, panning things out.
Right. The proposal split Uber and Lyft drivers, with some arguing more of the money should support drivers instead of projects like the streetcar, and some worrying that higher costs could discourage people from taking rides. I mean, right? You're going to raise the price because who's going to eat the 57 cents? The drivers? Nope.
No.
It's going to be passed on to the consumer. Mm. We see this time and time again.
There's no benefit to the driver from this. Even if they get a fraction of this, because they're not going to get, it's 57 cents a ride, how much do you think they're going to give to the drivers?
Durkin's office considered a much higher fee before announcing the 57 cent fee, internal records show. An April presentation from the mayor's office staff outlined the fee of up to $3 per ride,
man.
With $1.50 on all rides. And another $1.50 on rides in certain neighborhoods. I don't know which neighborhoods.
Well, and it's
during
just
morning
like,
and evening rush hour specifically.
Well, and it's just like you said, Chris, they got to get their nose in under the tent, right? So, okay, oh, it's all, well, look, we took it down. We heard you, people. We heard you. You don't want these prices to go too crazy.
It sounds
it's only
reasonable.
57. It's only 57
but it's
cents,
not.
Less than the price of a newspaper. So, but then a year later, it'll be $1.50.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Durkin's office negotiated with Lyft, Uber, and the Teamsters Local 117 throughout the summer.
Oh.
And announced the tax in September.
The Teamsters Local 117. I bet you they're taxi drivers. What do you want to bet?
Oh,
I put
that's
money on
a
it.
Great question, but it seems like a reasonable thing. If only there was a way for us to find out.
I will find out.
True.
Yeah, there's going to be a search done here very shortly. We're going to know.
Anybody who knows me outside of the show is like, you know, they know my catchphrase. If only there were a device.
Yes. Yes.
I'm constantly raining that on folks.
Yeah.
While you're looking that up, the mayor decreased the fee for fear of hurting demand for rides, according to her office. Our goal...
Wasn't the whole objective that they were using? We have too much traffic.
Right.
We need to charge them more, but, right? Like, as if that's supposed to reduce the amount of traffic, but then... The amount of hypocrisy that comes out of these, you know, people's mouths is just unbelievable.
Speaking of which, here's a quote from said political entity. Our goal is to balance achieving our policy objectives and not create harm to the drivers whose industry we are working to improve.
Oh, thanks so much.
Chelsea Kellogg said in an email, right? That's a quote.
They're going to improve the industry.
How are politicians working to improve an industry they had no hand in creating?
It's just a straight up lie.
Politicians
don't make things better for any industry anywhere. Mm-mm. Unless they're protecting an industry from competition and keeping out innovators, which is what one of the things they do. The Teamsters actually in this area, the Teamsters 117, apparently actually represent 16,000, they say, plus men and women at 200 employers, including warehouse workers, truck drivers, law enforcement officers. So they're all over the place. It's just a big union, I guess, that just supports union.
The drunk
okay, so
union.
It is effectively the taxi drivers.
The taxi drivers are probably included.
In this case, they're representing the taxi drivers.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like the junk drawer union. You know, in your kitchen, you got the junk drawer, you just kind of toss everything in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
The tax the council approved is quite low if we're going to manage congestion, said council member Mike O'Brien, who chairs the Transportation Committee and supported the measure. But it will generate revenue for some important things to mitigate the impact that the industry has had on us and the radical displacement of jobs that has been created.
The impact the industry has had on us. Hmm.
And the radical displacement of jobs.
Who is he talking about there? When he says the impact they've had on us, does he mean the government? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, what's the us
so
here?
So is inconveniences what drive to work?
I don't understand.
Drive to the, state house or something?
I think you're right. He's talking about the government, and the impact on us is the lack of revenue that they're getting because less and less people are using the other services. Taxis.
Because they were taxing the taxis.
Oh,
exactly.
And they weren't taxing
them. Uber. Right. Right.
That's got to be it.
Because think of all the hoops like a taxi driver has to jump through just to drive a taxi.
You got to get the medallion.
Yeah.
You have to lease the car.
Is that everywhere? Or is that just... I mean, I was under the impression that was
cities.
In like New York City and
oh, no,
like that.
New York City's the most noteworthy one, but I guarantee you there's a taxi license.
In other cities as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Medallion's just another term for a taxi license.
Gotcha.
That's all it is.
Durkin's office projects the new tax will raise about $25 million a year. Over the next 6 years, about $52 million would fund affordable housing, including rental units for people making about $59,800 for a family of three, which if you live in Seattle, you're basically poor. Another expected $56 million over 6 years could be used to fund the delayed downtown streetcar, bus service, light rail tunnels to West Seattle and Ballard, or transportation voucher program for seniors and people with limited mobility or low incomes. Which they could already be doing by just making the existing city services free for those people. They don't need more money to do it. Durkin's original proposal zeroed in on the streetcar for these funds. The streetcar is planned to travel along blah, 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 blah. The new project faces a $56 million funding shortfall.
They can't even make a choo-choo.
So basically they ran out of money for this project, and now they're looking for fresh meat to like fund the project again.
Yeah, they want to create a competitor to Uber and Lyft. They can't afford to do it, so they're going to go to Uber and Lyft and demand it out of them. There's more coming up here and their customers. 855-450 free. You can share your thoughts here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You join us here, the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We're talking about what may be the beginning of the end for Uber and Lyft in Seattle, where there's a 57-cent tax per ride that is apparently going into effect in 2020. We think it may be as soon as January. And that is, they claim, going to lead towards a minimum wage that they're going to cram down the throats, or the attempt to cram down the throats of Uber and Lyft. However, one of the things, and again, I got my critiques of Uber, because I actually worked for them for a short period of time, and they unceremoniously booted me out the door, for no reason. They never explained it to me. I was a 5-star. Driver, and I think it was because the local haters reported me to them, and Uber never bothered to talk to me about it. They have also have screwed over their drivers by cutting the rates. So when I started with them, it was 80% of the ride, then it became 75%. And right. Who knows, they may have cut it again. They're not the best company in the world, but they've gotten a lot of things right. And one of the things that I appreciate that they did was in Austin, Texas, when Austin was coming down with some ridiculous regulations on Uber. They were mandating background checks in addition to the Uber background check.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
So, yeah, they wanted the drivers to have to go to City Hall, or they wanted the wannabe drivers, the ones who were trying to drive. Oh, first you got to come down to City Hall. You got to go through a fingerprinting, a background check from the city police, and then we'll let you drive. Uber said, and Lyft said, we're gone. See ya. And they said no more pickups in the city of Austin.
It's interesting you mention the bit about you got booted, because the very next bit in the article says about $3.5 million a year from the new tax would fund a center where Uber and Lyft drivers could seek help with deactivations from the apps.
Oh, geez.
So now you can use the force of government when a private company decides to boot you from their app to get back on the app.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is they were talking about how it's not safe enough because there's people who are basically bypassing their checks, basically, but using other people's names and social security numbers and things like that. And I just thought that was kind of funny, like them thinking that, you know, that wasn't going on already in, like, the taxi industry. And,
sure.
You know,
there's all kinds of dangerous caddies.
I mean, people use fake Social Security numbers all the time to, you know, to get business and get jobs and things like that. I mean, the idea that, like, government is somehow going to make it safer is...
So I've got a related story here. This one's out of Boston. So on the other side of the United States, Airbnb. They are under attack, and sadly, they have teamed up now.
It's not going to be a 57-cent tax, I'm sure.
No, this one is a crackdown on the people who are trying to offer their homes and their apartments for rent. According to the story here, this is WCVB. I would have used the Boston Globe, but they've got a ridiculous paywall up, and so they didn't want to let me use their story, so screw them. But by Sunday, all short-term rental listings in Boston on Airbnb will be required to display a registration number, or the listings will be removed.
Your papers, please.
As of...
I wonder what stops them from just copying and pasting.
Well, there will be investigations. That's one thing. As of Friday, Boston officials reported that registrations had been issued to 729 properties in the city. Another 288 are awaiting payments, and officials have denied 740 applications. In June of last year, Boston City Council overwhelmingly approved rules limiting short-term rentals. They included establishing fees for three classes of short-term rentals: limited share units, such as a private bedroom within a larger home; home share units, where a resident can rent the property for up to 3 months each year; and owner-adjacent units, where a secondary space of an owner-occupied building may be listed for an unlimited number of nights. Registration opened on January 1st of this year. They say that already 190 properties have been cited for violations of the city's rules. City regulations prohibit any property with any outstanding housing, sanitary, building, fire, or zoning code violations from being listed. So if you've got a ticket from the city for having your grass too tall or whatever, right? Stupid code violation. You can't be an Airbnb host.
Can't have people doing what they want with their own property. Yep. We need more rules.
The operator's also required to provide notice to neighbors of a short-term rental unit within 30 days of approved registration.
Give me a break.
In August. No, they won't. In August, Boston and Airbnb reached a settlement in which the company agreed to remove listings that fail to comply with the ordinance. So Airbnb,
they shouldn't be cooperating at all.
They are bowing down for Boston. As a part of the agreement, Airbnb was required to inform users of the city's short-term rental standards and work to ensure their listings are registered. The company said it used advertisements, emails, and notifications through its own platform to communicate the regulations to its hosts. Airbnb sent another email on the subject to hosts and reporters earlier this week.
Somebody invents a way to, you know, help folks out, help them be a little more prosperous than they were before, and the folks in charge, quote unquote, have to come in and just take a big dump all over it.
So, well, they got to protect the hotels.
So, right, and this is something I want to point out specifically again, as I was saying before. It's not really the supposed interest is that it's bothering people, right? Or that's what they're arguing, right? And so we have to, you know, we have to stop people from, you know, leasing out their homes. The reality is it's the hotel industry. They're basically seeing competition. And what these types of products or companies are providing are basically a service that effectively decentralizes and
a little
reroutes
bit. Yeah.
The sum of the money, okay, from the hotel industry to others, right, to private individuals, as opposed to corporations. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
that's
it doesn't decentralize it enough.
It doesn't.
Because
but
there's
it
still
does,
a central corporation,
it does,
Airbnb, behind it.
I would agree. And I think you're right about that. But it does decentralize the actual who's profiting. And
that's right.
That's what the problem
and
is.
And it disrupted the industry.
What's
right.
preventing a hotel from putting their empty rooms on Airbnb?
Because they're losing money then.
No. Like okay, it's down season for them or whatever.
Is it cheaper to get an Airbnb than a hotel room usually, isn't it? Not.
I don't
typically,
know.
Typically, yes.
But I'm just saying that the hotel industry, instead of getting the government to be their, you know, Bruno and Antony and go bust some kneecaps on the new industry, needs to adapt and overcome the emerging market.
Yeah, but it's so
market.
Much easier to just use the criminal gang to stop innovation.
This is the problem with established markets. The companies that get in first lobbyists will then advocate for regulation, and they will make up excuses for why safety. They'll use things like safety justification for why we need the rules. And
who knows what they've done to your bed in this Airbnb?
Yeah,
scary.
I mean,
oh my God, have you put a black light on a hotel?
Right, come on, man. Here's the quote from Airbnb. Their spokesperson said, quote, as per our legal settlement, we are prepared to work with the city to take appropriate action against listings that have not provided a license number so that they are no longer available as short-term rentals. But it is important to note this is intended to be a long-term collaborative process, unquote. Meaning they're collaborating with the city to do the bidding of the city gang to run out hundreds of properties, because there was another estimate that's not in this story that there were as many as 6,000 rentals on Airbnb in Boston.
Wasn't the one that you just read was like something like half of the people who were
applied were rejected.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that just sounds absolutely insane.
So, and this was over the last year, and there's been a rush right towards the last moments to do this. And so, if there were 6,000 at the beginning of the year, and only 1,400 have applied, they're seriously going to be limiting the supply.
You know what else we have to remember is that most people are probably not going to jump through the city hoops. So you're probably, you know, maybe there's 15,000 people, let's say, I'm just pulling stuff out of my behind here, but if there's 15,000 people who are currently listing properties, mm-hmm. well, maybe 6,000 of them will jump through the hoops, and you're getting 3,000 that will get approved, right?
And now they've created criminals where there were none before.
Possibly, because maybe they'll go to Craigslist or some other outlet.
Well, that's the thing. There needs to be some other outlet that is somehow more decentralized than Airbnb, perhaps some kind of blockchain-based, decentralized, totally decentralized thing where there's no central corporation that the government can focus on and target and attack. Boston has the power to notify the San Francisco-based company of listings deemed ineligible, and the company will be required to remove the listing within 30 days if the host does not comply. Under the agreement, Airbnb will share data with the city, including the listing's unique URL, registration number, host ID, listing information, and listing zip code. So Airbnb's going to snitch you out, and Boston's going to work together with Airbnb to crack down on unlicensed people just trying to rent a room in their own house.
Yeah,
make a little bit of extra money to pay the ridiculous taxes in that city.
I feel like I don't know who's worse. Is it the Airbnbs, or is it the hotel industry? It's just a different party, you know, doing what's mm-hmm. What they see as in their own interest.
Well, none of the bad stuff would be happening if the state were not involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that.
So, you know, poor ride sharing. I mean, I feel sorry for these companies, and at the same time, they also aren't really worth
Both sides are terrible.
Yeah. Again, somebody needs to come up with some sort of decentralized solution here. The best one I've seen for ride sharing is Cell 411, but even that's not open source, so it's still not perfect.
No.
But there's more coming up here tomorrow. We'll see you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out Chris over at freedomdecrypted.com.
Liberty Tech.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.